receive the wisdom and understanding. May the God grace be upon this class, and may we receive the wisdom and understanding about ministry that we need to have in a time like this. Now, I'm going to shift. I taught you a little bit on faith, but I'm going to shift now into the classes that I want to bring you through. And I want you to write this down. Unfolding the mysteries, plural, of supernatural ministry. Unfolding the mysteries of supernatural ministry. And then I want you to write as a subtopic, commanding the supernatural. Now, there's a scripture that bespeak this type of ministry. This type of ministry depends upon the Holy Spirit, not on academic, not on intellect, not on psychology, not on any other form of power. This type of ministry comes strictly through the Holy Ghost and power. For instance, Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Luke 4:18 tell of his ministry and how he was doing all the miraculous things he did was because of the anointing. Then you have 1 John, get these notes down, 2:27 talks about the anointing. 1 John 2:20 talk about the unction. So these are the supernatural is anointing factors. The supernatural is anointing factors. In other words, the factors of the anointing, as Zechariah said, not by might nor by power, by my spirit, says the Lord. And so you all can return and do what y'all are doing. So we hear now that your ministry from this school, I wanted to turn into a supernatural ministry. The supernatural is available. And the scripture that I want you to meditate day and night is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. It gives the platform for the supernatural. In other words, in that chapter, the Apostle Paul gave us the secret for his supernatural ministry, that it wasn't based on excellency of speech. He determined not to know anything but Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's so important for the supernatural. His weakness, his fear, and his trembling. See, it always must be a weakness, a fear, and a trembling when you're handling the products of God, if I can say it that way. You got to recognize your insufficiencies, your inadequacies, your inabilities in the spirit realm without the spirit. So we can't, the supernatural is contaminated with intellect. When you try to put intellect in the supernatural, you're going to fall back to the normal. The supernatural is based on, and you're going to have to, it's based on the element of ignorance because there's so much more, always so much more. Then the supernatural is talking about suddenly, straightway, and immediately. It's talking about miracles, signs, wonders, and exploit. So in these classes, I want to deal with I'm not going to know where I am if you don't turn the clock on. I want to deal with the unfolding the mystery of the supernatural ministry and commanding the supernatural. Now, you notice in 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 5, the conclusion was that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And he told you how he did it through his weakness, through his fear, through his trembling. He depended on the Holy Spirit. So the supernatural, one of the things that we have to learn about unfolding the mystery of the supernatural is total dependency upon the Holy Spirit. Total dependence upon the Holy Spirit. Now, open your Bible to Psalm 82. Psalm 82. And we're going to begin reading at verse 5. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Now that covers some territory there. It also bespeaks Isaiah 61. It said the whole earth will be covered with gross darkness, but you'll be walking in the glory of God as you understand to function, to yield to the Holy Spirit in the aspect of letting the Father and letting Jesus manifest himself in your ministry. Now, I want you to think about these things as you, they know not, neither will they understand. Well, we got to know about the supernatural. And we have to some degree understand the supernatural. If not, you're going to walk in darkness. If not, your ministry is going to be out of course. So you can't join the majority. You can't just get into ministries just because they sound good, just because of an emotion, just because of numbers. It doesn't mean success. If you want to operate in the glory realm and the power of God, it's you knowing how to submit to the Holy Spirit that will produce the supernatural in your ministry. Remember, because numbers and emotion does not equate to the supernatural. The supernatural is, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be in the midst. That's so important for you to comprehend, class. Now, we are not to act like regular men in ministry. We are to function in revelation, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and anointing. Now, that's very important for you to have that, class. Very important. We need to yield, know how to yield, know how to flow, know how to release. That's so important in the supernatural. Now, whatever God has said is not subject to any opposition on earth. The fierceness of the devil notwithstanding. In other words, beautifully said in Isaiah 55:11, the Lord revealed that his word will not return to him void. But there has to be an anointing accompanying the word, because the word in John 6:63 is spirit and life. And it activates Romans 8:2, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus that made me free from the law of sin and death. These particulars, what I'm sharing with you, are all rooted in the supernatural. As we, your ministry, as you sit in these classes, we want to unfold this to you. Now, we want to unfold it to you through experience, through this, from this small headquarters where we started at to where we are now around the world. It's just, Second Corinthians 12, you read about Paul, say, you know, a man who was caught up into the third heaven. He actually was talking about himself, I believe. But he emphasized the supernatural is based on you recognizing your infirmity. When I'm weak, then is God strong, getting out of God's way. So whatever God has said is not subject to any opposition on earth. Get a hold of that. And the reason it is, is because in supernatural ministry, you actually are working from another realm. And you actually, the supernatural has power over all, listen very carefully now, the satanic realm. I'll repeat that. The supernatural has power over all of the satanic realm. Now, and if you read that in Ephesians chapter 1, there's a prayer Paul prayed, and he emphasized the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge. He emphasized our calling, our inheritance, and then he emphasized the power. In emphasizing that power, he talked about the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus, and we are risen with him in ministry. And he talks about his full above all principality, power, might, and dominion. So to enter the supernatural, you have to know that, because you get over in Ephesians 6:12 and read about those principalities, rulers of darkness. But you must know in the anointing and in the Holy Ghost and in the will of God and the plan of God and the purpose of God and the power of God and the abilities of God, that in ministry, you're supposed to rule over satanic power in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by revelation of the Word of God. And you're designed to train people to operate in the supernatural. I want you to leave this school with, for lack of a better word, and don't let it go to your head, a supernatural degree. In other words, you'll know the fundamentals of the supernatural. The supernatural, here's a word, is inexhaustible. In other words, it has no level. It has no peak. It's on and on because God is infinite. Okay? So you're not going to enjoy your ministry class based on the status quo. I believe that each one of you all are unique, and there's a uniqueness of your anointing. And as we build it in these classes, I want you to keep building and keep listening and keep listening. You're going to get stronger and stronger and stronger of the operation of the Holy Ghost in your life. Now, let me say this again, and I'm going to give you some points on that. And it's based on Psalm 82, verses 5 through 7. Whatever God has said is not subject to any opposition on earth. The fierceness of the devil notwithstanding. In other words, the devil can't stop it. Nothing on earth can stop a supernatural minister operating in a supernatural ministry, giving glory to God. Very important. Now, there's a key to dominion and a key to use to unlock the forces that put you permanently in charge. I better say it again. There's a key to dominion. See, you're supposed to be dominated. And so if you're going to represent God, and they use the term, had not he called you gods, but there's a scripture says, to whom the word of God has come. In other words, the word of God, bring Jesus, bring the Holy Spirit, bring the covenant, bring the abilities of God on the inside of you with the word wrapped in the Holy Ghost. And so when you operate in the supernatural, your ministry operate in dominion. Your ministry operate in dominating. But the glory go to God. When you operate in that measure of the Spirit, there's a humbling and a meekness that must be with you, or pride will step in. There's a key to dominion, and a key to you to unlock the forces that put you permanently in charge. Like the Hebrew boy, David facing Goliath. It doesn't matter how it looked, when you know you're in dominion and you know that you are permanently in charge by God over that aspect of ministry. Here in Darrow, where I am now as your instructor and over the school as an apostle of Jesus Christ, The Lord, through supernatural, through prayer time, a lot of praying in the spirit, praise and worship, studying the word constantly, healing, put this ministry in dominion in this area. Not to be dominate the people, but to teach them dominion as they yield and connect. And as you yield and connect, a dominating anointing gonna come on your life in these sections, these classes, as we teach you apostolic traits. The key that unlocked the supernatural is knowledge. We talked about that key a few minutes ago. There's a key to dominion and a key to you to unlock the force that put you permanently in charge. So that key that puts you permanently in charge and activate the supernatural, and activate the anointing, is knowledge. Now, go back in, put down in your notes. There's a lot of things I'm going to teach you. I'm not going to go to all the scriptures. But that prayer that Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus is so important now that he prayed that they have revelation, spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And then he says, he's actually saying, your calling, your inheritance, and your power cannot be effective without the key of knowledge. Another aspect under that thought, listen very carefully because you're going to need this. I wish I had somebody that had taught me this in the early part of my ministry, but I'm still happy that God taught me. When you operate in that type of knowledge of Ephesians 1, yes, Lord, I know it. You remember what God said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge? But what is Hosea 4:6? But he said the ministers wouldn't feed the people knowledge because they didn't have knowledge. That's not going to happen to you. That's why God sent you to this school. You're going to have knowledge that God is your source, and there's nothing that God can't handle. Any opposition, any blockage, the wall of Jericho fell down, the Red Sea opened up, Goliath fell down, Jordan River opened up, the fire couldn't burn the Hebrew boys, the lion couldn't destroy Daniel because of knowledge about God, and they're walking in a supernatural realm. And that's what we need to bring back to the church, and I'm glad you're in school that I can share some of these things with you, because we're going to go in some things that unfolding the mystery of supernatural ministry and then commanding the supernatural. Listen, when you operate and function in a ministry that is yield to the Holy Spirit, it turns, listen, frustration into fulfillment. It turns sweat into sweet. It turns trials into testimonies, and it turns obstacles into miracles. Amen. That's what your whole course this whole year. It works the whole year to hear that. Because of this class and because of the key that God has given you in ministry that many ministers do not have, who've been in ministry a long time, that there are going to come frustration sometime, but the Holy Ghost is going to turn it into fulfillment. There are going to come sweat sometime, but he's going to turn it into sweet, the sweet anointing, sweet deliverance, sweet victory. And then there are trials. I think you need to write James chapter 1, verses 1-6, because I want you to know about trials. It's kind of all joy when you fall in different trials and temptation. And that those six verses tell you how to turn trials into a testimony and obstacles into miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So nothing can begin to match the power of knowledge. So then we're talking about revelation knowledge. We're talking about Ephesians 1 knowledge. We're talking about knowledge from God. We're talking about knowledge from the Holy Spirit. We're talking about knowledge that is accompanied with wisdom, knowledge that is accompanied with understanding, knowledge in the realm of the Spirit. Write this down, class. Knowledge is the only guarantee of you entering into your inheritance. Knowledge is the only guarantee of you entering into your inheritance. And then you, as a minister, operating in the supernatural, naturally, operating in the supernatural, normally, expecting the supernatural all the time. Well, in doing that, class, and having the knowledge of the supernatural, and then here's something will help you tap, into the supernatural. I want to give you things as I go. Here's something going to help you tap into the supernatural also. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, it talks about when a person is praying or speaking in other tongues, they speak it not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit, now that word, I want you to write that word down and circle it because you're going to use it the rest of your life. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaketh unto God. In the spirit, he speaketh mystery. You see the scripture. He says, he that speaketh unknown tongues speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. That's it right there. So you got to have these scriptures in your notes because in the test that you're going to take, my secretary is going to ask some of these questions to you. And I want you to be able to pass these tests. So knowledge is the only guarantee of you entering into your inheritance. Also, class, I believe it's Galatians 4, 1 through 6, where he talks about as long as you're a child. If not, I want you to find that scripture. Because I have a lot to say to you. I'm not going to try to read all the scriptures, but I want you to read them and meditate them. When I was a child, I thought like a child, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13. So knowledge is the only guarantee of you entering into your inheritance. God has placed within each one of us, listen, enough that would give us light and make life meaningful and fulfilling. You want me to read that again? God has placed within each one of us enough that will give us two things. Light. See, there can't be no life without light. In John 6:63, it said it's the spirit that quickened it. Watch this. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Within the content of the Holy Spirit is light. The Holy Spirit will enlighten you into what's behind the wall that's trying to block you. It will give you revelation. That was a revelation. The revelation actually is divine light, which produced divine life, which produced divine ministry. Are you following me? So we got to have the light to have the life. The life does not come without the light, because the light take the darkness off and let you see the rim of the supernatural. God has placed within each one of us enough that will give us light and make life meaningful and fulfilling. Very important. Meaningful. Your ministry has to be meaningful and fulfilling. So again, back to Ephesians 1, class, that prayer. I see 1 Corinthians 2, chapter 2, 1 through 5, and Ephesians, I think it started at the 15th verse to the end of that chapter. Those two must be locked in for supernatural ministry. So I want you to know those. I want you to read them over and over again. Pray that prayer over and over again. Look at Paul's ministry over and over again. Now, the light and the life and the meaningfulness and the fulfilling is there, class, but due to ignorance, many are still groveling in poverty. And you know, I don't believe in that. Disease, you know, I don't believe in that. And all kind of oppressive hardship of the enemy. You know, I don't believe in none of that. And so I don't know what condition you're in now, but by the time this semester is over, you're going to be in a brand new place in your understanding of your personal life, of your family, and of your ministry. Notice how I said that. Personal life, family, and ministry. You can't put ministry for your family. You got to minister to your family first. But this ignorant, but due to ignorant, many are still groveling in poverty. I believe in this school, a financial anointing will get on you. I believe in this school, a health anointing will get on you. And then all kinds of oppressive hardship of the enemy. Now, Luke 10:19 says, behold, he gave you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy do you no harm. I think it's Luke. I better look this one up because I want you to be able to activate this. And I'm thinking about a powerful scripture that's in my life. And that's many, many scriptures. That's why I got to look this one up because I want to send it to the right place. I want you to have the right notes on this. Hopefully I'm thinking of the right scripture. Yes, Luke 21:15. I'll read it out the New King James Bible. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. Whoa! So the supernatural puts you in an uncontradictable ministry. Nothing can contradict the supernatural or resist the supernatural. In other words, that type of mouth that 1 Corinthians 2:1-5 present to us is the dynamics of the supernatural. Paul said, I didn't come to you with excellent speech, but he said, I come to you in the demonstration of the spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Listen, Claire, this is outstanding, outstanding. So poverty, disease, oppression, leave your life tonight. Now, here's something that I want you to let go on the inside of you. May I submit, therefore, that whatever is not working in your life is not God's fault. You have to know that whatever, any way you come up against something from this night forward, you have to know it's not God's fault. So you got to begin to check yourself. And class, I'm going to ask you to don't give so much credit to the devil. He's defeated. With the resurrection, Jesus said in John 19:30, it is finished. Your ministry has to know that. I talked about finished faith, working your faith operating in the finished work on Sunday. I minister on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So, because I minister to you on Mondays. Now, let me see. May I submit, therefore, that whatever is not working in your life is not God's fault. Now, I'm going to give you three things under that for you to study. Number one, it is your knowledge that is inadequate. Not God, your knowledge. Once you get the knowledge, you're gone. The knowledge and the anointing. The revelation knowledge, revelatory anointing. The anointing within and the anointing upon. Then you'll be able to know when hard things come. You will be able to answer the question that the angel had to answer Mary when she got pregnant. How be it? Or how can these things be? Supernaturally. See, supernaturally. You cannot function in ministry without the supernatural. Signs, wonders, miracles, divers, gifts of the Holy Ghost. I think Hebrews 2 talks about that. It's real powerful. I bet we better turn that. Turn to Hebrews 2. I won't take it no further. I want to take you up step by step. When you go over this table and go over this class, your ministry is going to leap. Your anointing is going to leap. And that's what we want. I want your anointing to leap. My ministry is based on a strong anointing of my, because of my infirmities and my dependency upon God. And if you listen, I'm keep telling you my secret why my ministry is so successful is everything happened to it, God got to get the glory because I wasn't qualified to bring it into the realm in which it is now. So just stick with me. Let me show you something here in this, I think it's the second chapter. Yeah, the second chapter of Hebrews, we must take note of it. When he says, it is your knowledge that is inadequate. Hebrews 2:1, I'm reading in the New King James Version. Therefore, we must give the most honest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels prove steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? Now notice verse 4, Hebrews 2:4, it gives us a gist of what this supernatural ministry class is going to do for you. Verse 4, God also bearing them witness both with signs, come on, and wonders, number 2, with various miracles, number 3, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, number 4, according to his own will. Now, I can tell you right now, it's God's will for these 4 signs to be with you all the time. It's not a mystery. The mystery had been revealed. But I'll tell you something now, class. Here's a biggie. Never equate the things of God as history. What you don't understand about God is a mystery, and the Spirit will reveal that mystery to you. And when that mystery is revealed, you step into another realm called a supernatural. The supernatural should not be sparingly. It should not be, well, I hope something happened. No, you should think, talk, look, believe in the supernatural all the time. If you got all of your being, your spirit, your soul, and your body sanctified, your spirit, your soul, and your body lying in the arm, in the hands of God, that he can keep you purified and keep you holy. That's holiness and sanctification. You know, it's 1 Thessalonians 5:23, that's Hebrews 4:12, that's Romans 12:1-3. You need to put those three together. They'll keep you in a position where you live a holy, sanctified, clean, godly life. That's very important for the supernatural to function as it should. Now, another thing, and this is a profound statement here. You need your own license of knowledge to walk in total freedom on this earth. You need your own license of knowledge. Knowledge gives you right to walk in total freedom. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free or make you free. The word of God make it clear that you are divine in nature. Now, that's 2 Peter chapter 1. Go right from the first verse to the 10th verse. Because the 10th verse is going to show you a completion. You got some things you got to add to your faith. But in 2 Peter, it talks about lack precious faith. It talks about exceeding great and precious promises. It talks about you are partakers of the divine nature. And therefore, it says you have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Very important. So I'm giving you a lot of scripture, but I want you to feast on these scriptures I'm teaching you how to command the supernatural. And it's powerful. I want to give it to you again. It's so powerful. Unfolding the mysteries of supernatural ministry. Supernatural ministry. All right. Now, the Word of God make it clear that you're divine in nature, created after the very image of God. Now, notice Genesis chapter 1. That's not hard to find. Genesis chapter 1, because I want the image, and I'm going to give you something else that is rarely spoken about. We know about image and likeness here in Genesis 1:26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." And he told him, now he tell us why. And in this class, I'm telling you how, through the supernatural, through operating like God, operating in Jesus' likeness. That's what Jesus was doing. Let them have dominion. You see, let them have dominion. You finish reading the verse, but let them have dominion. That means dominion over everything. Something I want to say to you right at that period. Yes. Now, class, to operate in the supernatural, you are going to have to be aware of your I am-ness. In that image of God is I am. Remember, he told Moses when Moses was praying and didn't know what to do. Moses said, "Who going with me?" He said, "I'm going with you." Tell them that I am that I am. That means there's no unfulfillment in God. So therefore, there must be no unfulfillment in your ministry. And that means that never put your ministry in the hands of men or people. Always recognize, realize, and have a reality that God is my souls. Don't forget that, Claire. So we're made in his image and his likeness. We're partakers of his divine nature. So now this will be shocking to some, but it shouldn't be, because it's somewhat divine normality in the spirit world. I never used that before. He further affirmed that you are in his class of being. Now, you have to know that to function in the supernatural, you have to know, class, that you're called by God to function in his class, on his behalf. Psalm 82:6, I've said you are God's. And all of you are children of the Most High. Now, not only there's another scripture talks about, and you're going to have to look it up, but it says, have not I said that to you whom the word of God come, have not I called you gods? I think if you run a reference on it, you'll find that scripture. And I may bring it in my next class, but I'm not going to look for it now. But it's there. Like the Jews of old, many believers, either out of ignorance, listen, class, very carefully, oh my, or religion, think it is blasphemous to place man in the class of God. But God did it. I'm a son of God. I've been given a divine assignment with supernatural powers by the Holy Ghost. I know it's God, yet I turn all my infirmities and inadequacies and weakness and fear and trembling into him, knowing that I got a soul and a body that I got to keep in alignment with my spirit to walk in this supernatural anointing. But like the Jews of old, many believers, many ministers, many churches, either out of ignorance or religious thinking, blasphemous to place man in the class of God. It is not. And then I got three things to tell you what happened to them. No wonder they have lost control of dominion over their affair of life. What? Huh? They've lost control because they won't receive the revelation. And the second thing is, and this is not going to happen to you, the natural rules them. Wow. And then the third thing, dogness, dogs, D-O-G-S, they are every path. I never had no struggles in the ministry. I've had opposition, but never had no struggles because I know when the opposition comes, a greater dimension of the divine going to manifest and the opposition going to get under my feet. Now, to do that, and you're not going to be able to do this by yourself. Matter of fact, you had to do ministry by yourself. You're going to have to walk in love. Remember Jesus said, love your enemy, pray for those who despise you. You got to do it. You got to keep your imagination shut down from evil, because it'll jump up if you don't keep it sanctified. All right? Now, so here are the three things happen when you don't know how to operate in the supernatural. You lost control, a dominion over the affairs of your life or your ministry. The natural will begin to rule. And darkness dogs will be on your path, constantly causing you to complain, or causing you to hurt, or causing you to be afraid. Just this one class, you know. Just this one class going to put you in a class of ministry that this world is waiting on. One of the greatest discoveries you can make about yourself is to know that you are a spirit after the order of God. You are a spirit after the order of God. Satan don't want you to know that. He wants you to think you're a low-down creature, and he wants you to think that you're just a normal person. You are not designed to be subject to the same limitation as other mortal men. Whoa. The supernatural class take you out of limited zone. I never think limited. I never think impossible. I always cheer God in. I always ride the back of Isaiah 55:11. Mark 9:23, Luke 1:37. See, always, everything possible, and I have no limit on my ministry. Now, yes, now, not for selfish reason, not for ego, not for stuff. I'm talking about for God. That'll come. Remember when Solomon had that dream, he asked Solomon what he wanted. Solomon said, give me wisdom. Now, that's why the supernatural tap in. Give me wisdom that I go in and out among your people. God said, I like that. And because you did that, I think it's in 1 Kings 3. Because you did that, I'm gonna give you, you're going to be more rich than anybody around you. Now, that's one of my secrets. One of my secrets is I'm not going after nothing but him. That's a secret I want you to have from this school. Go after him, not for what you can get. That's Hebrews 11:6. It says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So I cannot put no value. There's no value. It's so past value. Seek to be in the presence of God. I've enjoyed this for 48 years of being in God's presence. Now, I'm not talking about I'm such a great man of God or such a great preacher. I'm just talking about I hunger and thirst daily. Last thing I think about at night when I lay in bed, morning, where God is. What do you want me to do? And so I want you to have that. I want that This school is not just a teaching school, but a class, as you said at your home, wherever you are, there are impartations being released, apostolic impartation being released in these classes, because all these guys are under me, they submitted to the apostolic mantle, and girls, all right? They submitted to the apostolic mantle. So be sure to pay attention at the classes. One of the greatest discoveries, let me give you it again, you can make about yourself is to know that you are a spirit after the order of God. I mean, you're back to, Romans 8 and 11, same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the world and me. On and on about you in the same class. So, because of that, I don't want you to say you're a graduate of this school and be subject to limitations as other modern men. Watch who you run with. Watch who you listen to. Don't get serenaded by good sound. Don't get serenaded by building. Watch what you listen to. In God's agenda, you are not programmed to die like men and fall like one of the princes. You control. Your ministry must be controlled by a resurrected anointing. Your ministry must be controlled by a resurrected anointing. But until the truth of your divinity dawns on you and you walk in it, you cannot be in control. You cannot command the supernatural. Operate like the son of whom you are. Now, I'm going to read that to you again because you need to almost write it down word for word. But until the truth of your divinity dawns on you and you walk in it, you cannot be in control. You cannot command the supernatural or operate like the son of whom you are. Actually, class, now, you are a supernatural son that has a supernatural father who had a supernatural savior and called to a supernatural work. Then John 14:12, the work that I do, shall you do also, and greater work than these shall you do because I go to the Father, Jesus speaking. He gave us his name, number one. He gave us his word, number two. And he gave us the Holy Spirit, number three, a combination of the supernatural, of you knowing your divine nature, the Word of God, the name of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit all acting through you. That is powerful. That sounds like a book need to be written. But I want you to know that, and I want you to know there's an anointing that destroys yokes and removes burden in that type of atmosphere. All right. So you have to, I repeat myself, class, because it's so powerful. But until the truth of your divinity dawn on you, you understand that? And you not just that, you have to walk in it. If not, that's the only thing going to put you in control. That's the only thing going to put you in command of the supernatural. That's the only one going to cause you to, as he is, so are we in this world. 1 John 4:4. The greater one lives on the inside of you. And you are to command the supernatural and operate like the son of whom you are. In other words, I'm God's son, so I operate like God. That's all Jesus was showing us. As a man, as a son, operating in the divine nature of God. Now, and Sean, you got to be real careful in dealing with the mysteries of the supernatural because there's not a whole lot taught about this. So I may have to go over some things Only ignorance of the truth of your true nature will prevent your distinction. Don't get in the crowd. Don't run in the crowd. Gideon started out with 32,000, but you really want to run with the 300. There were 12 spies, but you really want to run with the two, because the two made the decision that God, they were able through God. There are going to come up some controversy about your ministry, because there was a lot of controversy about Jesus' ministry, because it was so outstanding, it was so out of this world, and so many people were getting delivered. You got to get ready for that. That's why you got to walk in the spirit of love, all right? Understanding your divine nature, that you are in the class of God, is the key to commanding the supernatural. I'm in the class with God. This is what gives you confidence, the confidence you need to operate like God in the affairs of life. Operate the supernatural actually is operating like God. Now, I hear this, and it deserves being spoken in this class. That which is not functioning in the realm of the supernatural is not of God. You see, the supernatural is being willing and obedient. It means submitting yourself unto God, submitting your ministry to God, everything you got to God. Even the normal thing that you do going to turn supernatural, because Jesus said, me and my Father is one. The stuff I'm doing, I'm not doing it. My Father doing it through me. So your life, without arrogance, without pride, you just know you're in another realm. I feel that anointing coming on me now. It just, it's so precious, class. It's so precious to know at any moment, at any time, good things can happen. You know, Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. You have the mind and the spirit, the will of God and the purpose of God, primary in your life. If you become a Matthew 6:33 person, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added on you. When he say all these things will be added to you, that's the Holy Spirit tell me now, that's a step into the supernatural kingdom. Your supernatural citizenship, your supernatural calling. It's so powerful. The knowledge of the supernatural. Wait, let me back up. Let me back up. It's something I want you to have. Only ignorance of your true nature will prevent your distinction. But for it to produce, you must know it. You must understand it. And walk in the light of it. Know it. Understand it, class. Walk in the light of it. Of your supernatural nature. Your divine supernatural nature. I'll put it that way. There's a divine supernatural nature on the inside of you, according to 2 Peter 1. The knowledge of the supernatural is very relevant to a life of triumph and fulfillment. Now, class, I'll take that up next class. We'll pick that up in our next class. I'll see you next class.